Hiya, Laura.
Oh, hello.
What do you want to do, Laura? What do you want to tell us?
It's about my mad father, really.
Is he, I mean, you've got to set a high watermark here. Do you think he really is loopy, or is it just a one-off?
No, he really is,
okay,
actually.
Prove it.
He had a pub on the Isle of Sheppey, and he used to let a circus chap bring in his live brown bear.
Well, you see, I'd say that's big-hearted and generous, and the kind of thing, if you could have, I know there are a million ninny societies now saying you mustn't have bears in pubs, but the pubs used to be full in the 16th century, full, because there was always the chance a bear was going to turn up and do a turn.
Don't bears like to drink Hofmeister?
That's just a slogan, I'm sure, but nevertheless, it's built in actual fact. I mean, there's a long history of bears that drink alcohol, I'm sure that's why they do it. It's also chained to a post, if you look at that closely enough. So this bear, did it ever, like, tear off a drinker's arm, or did it ever go nuts itself?
No, it didn't, but it was very good for taking, because people would see it, do a double take, and say, I better have a double.
A better, you see, otherwise they could walk out in cartoon lore, you'd see that thing, I think I can see a bear. Did you know the bear's name ever?
I didn't actually, no.
That's why you've never. What do you do for a living, Laura?
I work for. I'm an office administrator.
You see, that's why you weren't a journalist. If you'd been a journalist, I'd be staggered. See, first thing, I used to be a writer, even for a rock magazine. But the first thing I'd have done is found out that bear's name. Give it a name. What do you think? If you had a bear, what would you call it?
Hello.
Oh, come on here. What is going?
Bruin.
Bruin. Exactly. Exactly. You've got to call a bear. What was the name of the pub?
The pub was called the Red Lion.
Any other circus people used to come in? Did Pinhead used to come in? You know, people's head go up into a point, like in the film Freaks.
No.
The bearded lady, she used to get, like, crisps stuck in her beard and stuff, because she was sloppy. Any other circus people at all?
No, only the person who actually trained the bear and owned him.
What did the bear used to do?
He used to just come in, and he used to have bags of crisps on order. And
I know, Alice. We're in more enlightened times here, but you could rarely walk into a pub in the old days, Alice. You wouldn't remember this without seeing some kind of wild animal in there. Pubs used to regularly have them. It attracted. Here's a bear, and it would eat crisps. It would eat crisps, would it, Laura?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it used to eat crisps and anything you give it, really.
Did it sigh?
No.
I could imagine a bear being bored by pub society after a while and going. And then, you know, I wonder, did it have a dish?
No, it used to leave evidence that it's been there, though.
Ah, you see, I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't know bear poop in the woods, even if they do. I can never figure that out. You can understand this has taken my fancy a lot. Okay, here we go. So we've got other things running now. We need to know other wild animals that have been in public houses, because Laura, give her a huge prize, has said her father welcomed. Bears welcome, you know, except if they were wearing sneakers and jeans, then no bear. That's shirts and shoes rule. But Laura, that's a great one. I'll bung the next one through. Who's